The City of Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Commission reminds us to shop locally. From our wide selection of national retail chains to our unique downtown shops, Jackson is a great place to spend the day, catch an exhibit, or grab some lunch or dinner from one of our national restaurant chains or local eateries. Spend the night in one of our national chain hotels. No matter what your plans, the City of Jackson and Jackson County in the rolling hills of Southern Ohio is a great way to spend the day. Just a friendly reminder from the City of Jackson Visitors and Conventions Commission.
At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show. I'm back. I don't know if that's a good thing
Finally
or not.
Back.
Dylan's ready to kill me, so I've been gone for like a while.
Oh, no.
Days. So, well, it took a little Christmas break, and then I took a little after New Year's break.
You need that to reset.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I'm back.
It's been 7 days.
Dylan's ready to kill me. But anyway, welcome. We are here and we are going to talk about like one of the coolest new businesses that's ever, I think, opened in our town and bringing big city stuff right here to little old Jackson. Mm-hmm. So cool. But first off, will you introduce yourself? Tell our viewers who you are.
Yes. My name is Carrie Coyen. I'm opening up a Future Look 3D40 ultrasound here in town, located at the Commons.
Yes.
On Huron Street. Born and raised here. And I'm just excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, this is going to be fun. And so you have been an ultrasound technician. Mm-hmm. I think that's the proper word.
We can call it that.
Mm-hmm. For quite some time now.
Yep. Many years, almost a little over 10 years now.
And that's awesome. And you work, I think it's okay to say you work with our friends up at Holzer.
Yes, at Holzer. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we love having you there. These girls are so much fun. If you ever like are terrified about getting a mammogram or an ultrasound or something, just go to Holzer and go see these girls. They're great.
Yeah, Maggie and Bailey are my work BFFs. So yes. Hi, girls.
Hi, girls.
Yeah, they're supposed to be watching, so we'll see.
Okay. What's up? I'll see y'all in a little bit, by the way. I think I am on the books today. But anyway, so ultrasounds are one of those things that, you know, are needed for diagnostic purposes and all of that stuff, obviously.
Yes.
But, you know, you think of ultrasound and you think of maybe one of the most fun things, expectant mothers trying to find out or to see gender and all that stuff. But then there's kind of this elective thing in which people started doing, which is like the 3D and 4D and all that stuff. Can you start off by just talking about like the regular ultrasound that one would go for, like Holzer or Adena or, you know, somewhere like that, which is more of like a medical situation.
Yes. So mine is after you've already been established with a doctor, then mine is just elective. So the one that you would go to, like per se for Holzer, it would be a diagnostic. So they're going to look at the baby's anatomy and look at your placenta and all that fun stuff.
All the like medical
stuff. But then whenever you come to
me. I mean, it's really important
stuff.
Yes,
it is important. You need to go to your doctor first.
Yes.
And then whenever you come to me, mine's just for fun. So we're just going to watch your baby move around and wave and try to get some good pictures so you can kind of see what your baby looks like before your baby comes.
So isn't that crazy? So the regular ultrasound, is that like, would you call that a 1D or what? Like what?
It's called a 2D.
2D what you would think of as the normal ultrasound.
Yeah, they're just a black and white,
like a
grayscale picture. Yes. And then what I'm doing, I'll get some just grayscale images, but most of them, it's like a flesh collar. You can see little cheeks and faces and hands and all kinds of stuff.
And, you know, this has been a thing where I know in the big cities, I guess, or whatever, if you wanted something like what you're doing here in Jackson, starting today, by the way, and we'll get to that. But you had to travel to do that. So you're bringing something really cool technology to our area.
Yes. And that's what I've felt a need to do for several years. And then I finally just took a leap and here I am.
So what, where did you get the idea?
Gosh, well, I mean, whenever you go to ultrasound school, whenever I did, it was just a neat, once you went into the OB part of your clinicals, it was just so neat to see the little babies and all of that stuff. But then whenever, like, you see other places doing the 3D 4D, then I was like, well, that is so cool. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't in a spot in my life where I could, but here I am.
But here she is now. Mm-hmm. And again, opening a future look, and you will be, so your office is in the office commons.
Yeah, the office commons, yeah.
That is so cool. And if you don't know where that is, it's over on the corner of Burlington Road and
Huron
Street, where the building is, where they, you know, there's several businesses within that building.
Yeah, I think it's there's almost cool. 18 or 19 altogether. Yeah,
super duper cool. So you would just, what do? Just walk in the front door there?
Yeah, you could walk in the front door, but I'm not there all the time. So I still work my full-time job. And then I'm going to do this Thursday, Friday evenings from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8 by appointments.
Okay.
So all I have a website and you can always reach out to me on Facebook or my cell.
And really you can find Miss Carrie, and she can show you some really cool stuff. All right. So, Dylan, do you have some pictures ready for us? Yep. Okay. So, what's the difference between a regular ultrasound and the elective one that you can do? So, we can show you kind of some pictures, and you can see.
That's one that I took. That little baby is 20 weeks.
Aww.
So that's like a 3D, 4D, but it's just not – I do HD live too, so I don't have any clips of that. But the HD live is you can actually just – the baby's moving around.
Like a video.
Yeah, like a video. And you can see it as you're doing it. So little nose and a little mouth there.
So look at that. These are just – it's just so much different because it's so much more detailed.
That one is about 10 weeks. So, I mean, you can already see like arms and legs and
wow.
Yeah. It's amazing what you can see. And again, at 10
weeks. It looks like it has a cell phone.
Yeah. It's like, what's up?
Look at those little tiny legs. How cute.
But yeah, these are all that I can do because I start my scanning at 10 weeks. So 10 weeks, you're going to get a picture kind of like that.
Okay.
And then those are little picture frames that I have.
Aw, love that. So it's so cool because you can see such more detail. Okay, so we've all seen the ultrasound picture where someone posted online and is like, look, and everyone goes, where?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you look at it and you understand what you're looking
what I'm
at.
Looking
but the
at,
rest
yes.
of us are like, all we see is like black and white and some dots and stuff. Like, I don't know what I'm looking at. Well, here you obviously do.
Yes, you can see. For the most part, sometimes the baby's just in a strange position, like really down in the mother's hips, or they're facing towards your back and their spine up. So that makes it kind of difficult. But I'll have you walk around, drink some water, try to get that baby to move.
Look at that. Aw. I've just had it with today.
And it's so early.
I just can't go on.
But yeah, these are all images that I've taken at work. So
that is super cool.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm just excited to bring it to our area because, like I said, mothers usually have to travel to Columbus or other locations surrounding, but I just wanted to bring it close to home.
Yeah, and the cool thing about this is, oh, my head, it hurts. There's so many captions you could put with these. But no, so the cool thing about this is obviously, you know, we've talked about the regular ultrasound that you do with your full-time job is, you know, for medical purposes, this is kind of an elective thing.
It's an elective thing. Insurance does not cover what I do, so it's just...
Right, but it's very reasonable. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't mind, like, can we talk price for a minute?
Yeah, we can talk price, yeah.
Because... I heard you talking on the morning show with Matt, and I was like, oh, that's way less expensive than I thought it would be for the technology that, you know, you're providing.
Yeah, I wanted to provide a price point that was comfortable with people in the area. I didn't want to charge these outrageous prices when you don't really have to.
Yeah.
But my prices start at 60 and then go all the way up to 150. But then there's some packages in between there too.
Okay. So tell us, like, what would be, you know, your beginning package versus, like, you know, later on? Or could you buy like a multi-session?
Yeah, I have a bundle package that you get all four, and then we just schedule one, and then we'll schedule the other three, and it's $320 for the bundle deal. And then you also get one of those cute little heartbeat bears.
Okay, so let's talk about this for a second, because these are about the cutest thing I've ever seen. And Dylan has a picture along with your plant.
Yeah, my plant, my snake plant. She's so pretty.
Your snake plant. Look how pretty she is. Thank you. Let's talk about these bears for a minute. You were telling me off the air about them, and this is super cool and such a good idea.
Yeah, we'll record about a 20-second audio of the baby's heartbeat, and then it's just like this little plastic heart that goes, goes in the back of the teddy bear. So then whenever you're at home and you just want to hear it, you just push the little button and you hear the little heartbeat.
Oh my God.
They are the cutest things.
And then is that a picture, like a place for the picture in the belly?
Yeah, the pink and the blue for boys and girls, of course. But there is like a little place to put the little ultrasound picture in there. So I just thought it was a cute little keepsake. And I'm sure mothers would and fathers and grandparents would like one.
You know, I can see this being such a gift, a great gift to give an expectant couple.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, on my website, you can also do gift cards, and then people can, I mean, always reach out to me, too, about
that's a good idea.
Not offered on there. Yeah, there's the QR code to get to my website, but my website's afuturelook.com.
Afuturelook.com. And, but if you scan that with your phone, if you have an iPhone, you open up your camera and just throw her up there, and
isn't
it should
crazy,
open.
Isn't that crazy, that technology?
Dude, I...
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, what? And I'm so computer, so like, people bear with me because I'm so computer not. I need him.
Yes, we all need a Dylan.
Yeah, we need a Dylan.
No, I know. They have the technology. So this is totally getting off the subject, but I do feel like if anything came good from having a global pandemic is it was that technology was forced to advance pretty quickly.
Yes, it was.
And I know, like, even we haven't implemented it, and I don't know if we're going to, but, you know, like, our thing at the restaurant even has, like, a thing where you can make a sticker for each table and put it on the table, and someone can just scan the QR code on the table, and then it sends it to us, so you... And then it
like
says...
Like, your menu and tells you what you want?
Yeah, you can even just order from the table, and then, you know, it comes to us and then we can just bring it to you or whatever if we don't have a server or,
well, that
you know,
is nice.
But it's like, how does it know?
I don't know, but I like the interaction with a person.
I know. I know. So we're all kind of in between. Well, you and I are kind of that tweener age where, you know, I talk about a time with Dylan where we didn't have cell phones and we didn't have the internet. It didn't exist and stuff. And he's like,
what are you talking about?
What?
Yeah, there was a time.
There was a time.
We only had 13 channels, black and white.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's less than that.
And your TV had a knob that went click,
and it was like real big.
Yeah.
It was like a box.
You couldn't like throw it like a Frisbee. He's like, y'all are crazy.
But it was a good time.
It was. And you had like the antenna and you had to like put foil on it.
Foil on it.
Yeah. So
turn
that
it
would
a certain
like,
way. Yeah, if you move.
Pick up some. Yeah, don't move.
Hold your hand
don't move.
Up. Yeah.
We're picking up the racy channel tonight. Yeah. That's a whole other story, but anyway. But no, back to the ultrasound. I think that is such a neat thing that you are bringing to the area. And I think that it would be such a good gift idea.
Yes, those heartbeat bears and even a gift certificate for one of the packages is also... Good baby shower. I'm hoping to eventually offer like baby showers and gender reveals there. They have a big room that you can reach out to the Commons to book. And then I would just book with them as well and bring my machine down there. Or I could scan and it would project to a TV.
That's so cool. Yeah, like a whole synergy thing.
Yes. But yeah, just reach out to the office commons about this. So
very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if someone wants to book a 3D, 4D ultrasound with Carrie, how does one do that?
One does that off my website, so futurelook.com, and there's a link. It will just say, I think it says book a look. How cute is that? And you click that, and then it has all of those. So it's really simple. I mean, a couple clicks and you're on my appointment book.
And about how long would an appointment, like what, let's walk through an appointment kind of start to finish. Okay. Like how should you prepare? All that stuff.
Well, I would tell the mother to drink some water before, maybe some caffeine even, to get that baby to move. Because sometimes they're like so sleepy and so, like they just don't want to move around.
Don't eat like a giant meatloaf meal before you go.
No, because that baby would be snoozing. But that'd be a cute picture too. I mean, yeah.
That would be the,
Oh, I'm so cool. But yeah, just expect I would meet you at the door. I would come get you, walk you back to my office. My office is so cute. You have pictures of my office.
Oh, I think we do have pictures, don't we, Dylan?
It's very comfortable and clean and neat and just – and I have enough seating for 10, but I could work on that if the people had some kids or something that wanted to come. Because there's – that room's my scan room, and then I have another room that's just adjoining right there.
Okay.
Bam, bam. So people can sit in there, and there's a 50-inch TV there that they can watch. And then on the other wall where I scan, there's a big TV.
Now, will that be – you'll be watching the scan?
Yeah, or? You'll be able to see the exact same thing that we see in the scan room.
What?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I just wanted an opportunity to bring more people in and more people to watch. So
now, as far as the mother goes, is there anything that you should like wear or not wear or anything?
Just be comfy. I mean, you don't have to get dressed up for me.
Okay.
Sweatpants and a t-shirt is fine because I'm just going to get you all goopy on your belly with that gel. So.
And this is, so this ultrasound, I don't know how to ask this without being like completely inappropriate, but like this will be like on the outside,
on top of your belly. On top of your belly.
Because there's other ones.
Yes, there are, but I do not provide this.
Yeah.
You'd have to get a Holzer
to get this. That's the Holzer situation.
But yeah, but my package is like the $60 one is a 5 to 10 minute scan. But to be honest, I'm really bad about time, so I usually go over.
Because you're like, oh, look, wait.
We'll just wait
picture.
One more time, one more picture. But that one is just, like, I call that one the peace of mind. And it's just to see, like, the baby move and the heartbeat and
see our hands and toes.
Hands and toes. And then I have another one that is 75, the gender. So at 14, I'm offering it from 14 to 24 weeks, gender reveals. At 14 weeks, it's kind of iffy, but my machine is really great and the detail is good. So I feel confident in offering that at 14 weeks. But if I don't see the gender, I'll bring you back at two weeks from that appointment.
Okay.
To reconfirm.
So you promise that you'll be able to tell them.
Mm-hmm. Like 99.9. I think I've been wrong maybe once in my 11 years. But sometimes it's really hard. Like some mothers want to come in super early.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm 99% sure. But now people get the blood work. Like at Holzer, you can get blood work. And then you know.
And it tells you?
Yeah, it tells you. Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do not provide that. I'm sorry, but.
Well, you can just tell by the old-fashioned way of
looking. Yes, the old-fashioned way of looking. That's what I'm going for. But. And then I have one.
It's either there or it's not there.
Yeah, it's either there or not there. And if it's not there, it's kind of hard sometimes to see. Sometimes they're really willing, but – and then I have another package that's 110, and it's just a 2D, 3D. So that one, it's still the detailed image of the baby.
Okay.
And then I have the 2D, 3D, 4D that's 150, and that's the whole shebang. So I'll do, like, an estimated weight of the baby, take a bunch of pictures, and then I email everything, too. I don't know if I said that or not, but every image that I take, I will email to
That was going to be my next question is, do you get to actually physically take some things with
you?
Yeah,
I'll print off about 4 to 8 pictures per, but I mean, you never know with me. Like there could be, like you could have a
She's a
like
big
that.
Old softie.
Yeah, I am a softie. So people learn that. But no, you'll take some physical pictures and then I'll email them to you later.
That is
It should
so
be the
cool.
same day. Same day.
That is
I'll
such
say
a
that
good
with confidence
thing. Love yes. that. All right. So who? What?
Oh, I was gonna say I can show them how to get on the website if you walk me through.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we can pull up the website and then work mm-hmm. through it that way. That way you can see.
But there is the website. So like up in the top right-hand corner, book a look. You just click that.
Ready to book
a
look.
And then we're ready to schedule. So we're going to hit schedule ready to book a look. Mm-hmm. And then it should bring up all of my – this takes you to like the scheduling app.
Okay.
So FYI, the website is not this slow. Our computer just is.
Our computer is.
My website is on point.
Yes.
But there's how you book. So you click on whichever book a look you want.
So then that gives you the description of
all the
different.
Yeah, it gives you the description.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Then that way people know what they're getting mm-hmm. themselves into.
But yeah, I'm really easy to talk to. Like they can message me on Facebook. I have a Facebook link too on there.
Okay.
And it's just a future look. But I do that. You can text my cell phone, and it's 740-352-5470. And if a time or date doesn't work for you, I'm very flexible. So, but there, it shows you the availability.
Okay.
And what time.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, well, let's talk about your big party tonight, because it's kind of your ribbon cutting grand opening.
It is. We get the big
tonight.
Scissors. Yeah, my daughter's super excited to help out.
I'll bet she is. Your mini me?
My mini me is super excited. Yes. My whole family should be there. My husband and my son and my daughter and my parents and my in-laws and aunts, uncles, friends.
Love
you can
that.
Come if you want. It's at 3:30. We have those cute cookies.
She has cute cookies.
I don't think I sent them the picture of the
I don't
cookies.
Think so, mm-hmm. but they're super cute.
You'll have to look on my website later
because
they'll be on there. They'll be on Facebook. But yeah, that was fun. But yeah, today's the big day. Been looking forward to it.
So at 3:30, everybody welcome to come to the office commons. Mm-hmm. And there is the ribbon cutting brochure right there. And the chamber will be there. Mm-hmm. And like you said, with the giant scissors.
Yeah, you said there's big red scissors.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I've never let the mayor, live this down, because during the Apple Festival, he went to cut the ribbon and he didn't cut the ribbon.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
The big scissors didn't work.
His big scissors didn't work.
Oh,
like
my
mayor.
Yes.
You got to cut the ribbon.
You have to have like a backup scissors. Some backup.
That's right. Everyone else cut the ribbon except for the mayors. We'll have a ribbon cut. That's what we should do. We should bring him on the show and teach him
how to cut the ribbon. Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good at other mayor stuff.
Yeah.
So we may let this one slide.
Let that
but
one slide.
the cutting thing.
The cutting thing. Yeah, he's got to practice.
Oh, no, it was really cute.
Now watch today. I won't be able to cut.
I know. Yeah. You're going to be like, scissors aren't working. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But yeah, 135 East Huron Street in Jackson. Is there any other reason than for like taking a look at babies that anyone would come to see you?
No, just looking at babies.
Just babies. Mm-hmm. I mean, what
a
fun job.
Yes, I know. It is fun.
You get to just see little babies mm-hmm. and watch them move around mm-hmm. and do cute things.
Yeah, it is amazing. So the technology now is just mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It's crazy what you can see.
Yeah. We were talking about that kind of like off the air. It's just mm-hmm. like so ridiculous mm-hmm. technology, how it's advanced mm-hmm. so quickly. And, you know, I was talking about this. This is kind of in relation to your other job. And I know you don't do mammography. Maggie. We love Maggie. Hi, Maggie. But Holzer has just implemented that 3D mammography. And when I went in, I don't know, the fall sometime, mm-hmm. Maggie was kind enough to kind of let me, like, to walk through it. It showed me what the difference mm-hmm. was.
And the detail.
So thank you, Maggie, for that, because it allows me here to kind of explain to people mm-hmm. why it's so different.
Yeah, because people are so scared. But the technology, it's so detailed. So the 3D, you can just scroll through like all the tissue layers.
Yes, which was so cool. And number one, it's a more comfortable mammogram. We're not here to talk about mammograms, but okay,
I think
it's important to talk about the technology.
Oh, yes, because it's so advanced and they can detect stuff that they couldn't detect before.
Yeah.
And earlier, I guess I shouldn't say couldn't detect, but now it's just so advanced. You, like the little tiniest thing that wasn't there last year, they can see it.
Absolutely. Sure. And or see if something looks a little suspicious, but then you get into other layers and it's not there, whatever. Like there's just all of this. So they can like literally scroll and it takes like slices and it just like goes in and out.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So cool.
That's why you should always go every year.
Yes.
It's important, ladies.
Yes, absolutely. And even if you don't have insurance or whatever, there's
there's programs
and people you can that will help you.
Yep. There's no excuses not to get that done.
Absolutely. So that's our preach for the day.
Yes.
But no, we're so happy for you for this this day. I know you've worked hard for it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just so happy to bring it to this area for my local peeps.
Yeah, I mean, and it's kind of like just because we live in a small town or in Southern Ohio doesn't mean we shouldn't have nice things,
right? And,
And like big city things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, bringing
here.
The big city down the old Southern Ohio.
Yeah, Southern Ohio. So I think that what you're doing is so wonderful. And thank you for that because, you know, you're taking a leap.
I am taking a leap.
Financially and with your time and all of that too.
But I really think it'll be well worth it. So I really think it will.
I think it will too. So what possessed you to do like, you know, what you do, ultrasound?
Well, I job shadowed. I tell everyone that is young, before you figure out what you want to do, job shadow.
Okay. Because, how did you do that?
Well, whenever you're in college, there's a course that you take. This was back in 2011 when I started.
We're just going to say a few years ago.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do something in the medical field. I thought, because I waitressed and bartended at Red Lobster, do that shout out, for about 13 years. And then I decided I might go into management, but then I was like, no, don't want to do that. So then I decided to go to school, and then I wanted to do something in the medical field because my parents both were teachers, did not want that route.
But you knew what you didn't want to
do. Yes, I knew what I didn't want to do. Not saying that being a teacher is bad or, you know, it is stressful. So
you know what you didn't want to do.
Yes. So I wanted to do something in the medical field, but I did not deal well with really sick people or like blood and guts sort of thing. So nursing was out. Respiratory therapy was out. I looked at physical therapy. But then I just did an ultrasound and I was like, this is amazing. Because everyone's so, like, yes, you're looking at the same organ or the same area, but everyone's so different, but the same.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. And then I get that one-on-one, like, I get to talk to them and hopefully make them feel comfortable and just get to know them in the next 10, 15 minutes that I'm with them.
Yeah.
But then the 3D, 4D just really sparked my interest. So here we are.
I think that is so cool. So good for you.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I would say come see me, but I don't think you're...
I think that ship has sailed sweetheart.
It's okay.
A couple of years ago.
A couple years ago. Yeah, my kids are so spaced out. It's crazy. I have a 17 and a six-year-old. So.
Yeah, you do. I forgot about that yet. So, but we do have a expectant baby within the building here. With our sweet little Katie with her little baby bump.
She has a little baby bump.
Because she's so tiny anyway. She has this little tiny bump. So, but we were talking about it off the air. And we're like, oh, it would have been so fun to like, we should have like done a little.
I can always come back. Always come back.
I think that sounds like a date. For sure. Absolutely. All right. One more time. How do people get a hold of you and tell us about your thing tonight?
Okay. You can get a hold of me on afuturelook.com, Facebook. You can text me at 740-352-5470. Facebook message me. There's that option too.
Yep.
And then tonight at 3:30, we're doing a ribbon ceremony and then light refreshments afterwards. Have the cutest cookies. So if you want to see the cutest cookies by Lynn Starkey and Kristen Taylor, so cute.
So cute.
stop by.
Yeah.
We're just, I'm just going to walk people through my room. I'll have some pictures on the TVs and just get to visit.
Could you like scan like my head and see if there's a brain in there?
It does not work through bone. So
dang
no.
it. I wanted to prove to somebody.
I know it's there. It's there. That would be like a CT or MRI. Okay. And that do not offer those ones either.
Drat. Mm-hmm. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, I won't ask you about high school things. Because
okay, that's another.
Yeah.
Off air.
So she and I get together sometimes occasionally and talk about
Stuff
and things that happened.
Before cell phones.
Yes.
Yes, thank goodness.
Before, yes.
Gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah.
They're not always a good thing, Dylan.
No, they are not.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Oh, shoot. No, this is so cool. All right. Well, Carrie, best of luck to you. You're going to do such a great job.
Well, thank you.
And if you happen to be up at Holzer and need something as well, she's there.
I'm there. Maggie and Bailey.
Yeah.
They're my work.
So BFS. Just for clarification, Tanya asked location and address.
Okay.
Yeah, the location where I'm doing this at is the Office Commons.
Okay.
It's on the corner of Huron and Burlington, and it's 135 East Huron Street, yep. Jackson, Ohio.
Which we have mentioned Holzer a couple times, so don't get that confused.
Yes, don't get that confused.
Yeah, because this is kind of her own gig on the side.
Yeah, this is my side gig.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they'll still see me at Holzer and there.
Yes, absolutely. So. I think it's such a wonderful, wonderful event, and please go tonight. Have the world's cutest cookies.
I know. And see me and what I do.
And see Carrie. And see this really cool machine.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is really nice. So
in which she can show you all kind of fun stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the bears and all
and the
that.
Bears, yes, the bears. Yeah, they're cute.
Very cool. And you can buy gift certificates, which
yes,
is even
cooler. Yes, gift certificates.
Cooler.
I'll have those on hand, or you can, like I said, get them off the website.
Yeah. So baby shower gifts, mm-hmm. Any of that stuff. So I heard something today, and I thought this was really interesting.
Bless you,
Dylan.
He about lost his headpiece.
My God, he sneezed his headphones off his head.
Sneeze. Whoa.
Sweet Dylan. No, I saw they were talking about tips for, you know, like raising children and whatever, and they were saying – they were talking about money, and they were saying that it's never too young to start saving for college, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were saying that once your kids are out of diapers, you always spend that money anyway. Yes. Take that amount of money mm-hmm. that you spend on diapers every week mm-hmm. and then put that in a savings account.
Yeah, because you've been spending it for the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
So you'll never miss it. You'll never know it was gone.
And I was like, mm-hmm.
Why didn't I think of that?
Brilliant. Yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm just going to keep doing 3D, 4D.
Yeah.
No. But I was like, okay, a little helpful tip uh-huh. for the first of the year uh-huh. and for money.
That is a good
I thought
one.
That was really mm-hmm. smart.
It's always good to save.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. All those college funds mm-hmm. and God knows what else, you know, designer jeans that little Susie needs.
Yeah. My little girl's in kindergarten, so we're not there yet. I'm sure it's
happening. Oh, God.
Happening.
How do you combat that?
I don't know.
Does it scare you if she's like, oh, I'm just like my mom?
No, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
I think
so.
I mean, I can't really remember what I was like when I was her age. Yeah,
maybe later.
Yeah, later. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll have to come back on the show for that.
This might be a therapy session.
Yeah, therapy session.
No, she is a doll. If you've ever seen her a little girl, or if you ever see her out and about, you're going to know whose child it is, because she looks identical.
Uh-huh. She is like my mini-me.
The spitting image mm-hmm. of you. Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah, she'll be there tonight, so.
Well,
she'll
there you go.
Take the stage.
Probably. Well, very good. Well, Carrie, thank you for hanging out with us this morning. It's been a lot of fun. And, you know, it has to be such a pleasure going to work to be able to do this service and mm-hmm. to help expectant mm-hmm. parents see their little babies.
Yeah, see their little babies.
For the first time, even if it's mm-hmm.
just
still
couple.
Inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So. Come see me.
Yeah, something people have had to wait 9 months to see.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now, I mean, the detail that you see is just crazy. It's just amazing.
Like, oh, they have my dimples.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dimples, nose, mouth, forehead. No.
Unless they're doing this.
Yeah, unless they're doing that. Yeah, which they do a lot. But
yeah.
We'll keep trying.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, we'll let you get out of here. We know you have a very busy day planned, and we do want to wish you the best. So,
well, thank you.
Come back and see us, and maybe if we do have the opportunity, it would be fun to get, like, our little Katie being a guinea pig and kind of show people.
Yeah, we could show people. Yeah, that'd be
what
fun.
What they could see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be fun.
So. I just offered up Katie.
Yeah.
She doesn't know it yet.
She won't mind.
No, I don't think so.
She'll be happy.
I think she would. All right. Well, let's get to that weather. And then I want to catch up with Dylan, find out what he's been doing here without me, which could be a good or bad thing.
Uh-huh. Making butter.
Yeah. No. Yeah, making butter. I guess Josh made butter yesterday.
Uh-huh. We heard all about it.
Josh and Josh. So, all right, let's head to that weather forecast. It is looking a little bit rough over the, like, Saturday to Saturday evening. And there is a, like, kind of a big snowstorm coming across the country. It will hit here, they're saying, Saturday during the day. And you will maybe get snow or maybe not get snow. I don't know. I know, it would be nice to have some snow. But today, a balmy 38 degrees with a low of 17. Tomorrow on Friday, a little bit warmer, high of 41, lows of 28. And then that rain / snow / sleet / ice, depending on which way the storm goes, will not be, you know, like blanketing our area, but we will have some precipitation there on Saturday. So just be careful if you're out and about. So. All right. Well, Miss Carrie, we'll let you get out of here.
Okay, well, thank you for having
me. Yeah, thank you for coming in. We appreciate it. All right, Dylan, come over. Tell me what you've been doing. He's like, oh, great. Oh,
do you need me to sit where Dylan was?
Yeah, you want to run the board? Super cute. No, that's really, really a fun thing that Carrie is doing. We're so proud of her for, like I said, taking that leap. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.
Might see you later. You never know. Dylan's not speaking to me because I've left him for a few days.
No, it was tricky, honestly, but I got it.
So what did you get into while I was gone?
Well, on the show, we mostly played the best of and just went through. I called it Main Street TV Rewind.
That's good.
Some of the clips, like our parade and the time where I taught you how to play Among Us. I showed that on there.
Oh, God, help us all.
Yeah. And we just ran
through. Hey, I didn't get killed, though.
No, you didn't. You lost the game, but you didn't get killed.
That's right. We all lost the game, though.
Yeah, everyone lost. The imposter won.
Yep. But, okay, so tell us, I saw that you had your friends in from the media team.
Yeah, that was on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah?
I just brought all them in, and we talked about... like how to join the media team, how to be involved, and what all they do, what their positions are.
Is that are those high school or college students or both?
High school.
Cool. Yeah.
They all kind of run the team. Adam Rippeth looks over it, but they are student leaders, so they choose what projects they're going to work on, and they do everything I did last year.
Gotcha. So tell me, with that, how has technology changed? Have the games changed since you started the media team?
They have added some new games to the esports side of things, so they're going to have to learn how to adapt and stream that. So that's something that I never really experimented with a whole lot, because the games they're playing are more PC-based, so it's harder, computer-based, not really like a console like we did in here.
Okay.
So that's trickier to figure out how to stream it, and then they got to find people who know about the game to be able to commentate it. But they did say that they haven't really got into the whole commentating and broadcasting side of things too much, because a lot of people just aren't available. But they have focused a lot on skits, and they're working on their big end-of-year project.
Oh.
So there won't be a Thanos like there was when I was there. But I guess... it's kind of like one of those storylines where no one's really the villain, but it's kind of clear that one guy's the one you're rooting for and the other you're not.
I see.
And Salesman Jim is going to be the big baddie. He's tricking people into buying his products by, like, brainwashing them.
Oh. And then we'll get to, will we get to reveal this at some point?
Yeah, we'll be playing it here on the show whenever they get it done. I'd imagine closer towards the end of the school year. Mine was like the last week of school. I barely got it done. I had to edit for like 8 hours straight. It was crazy.
And then you said yesterday our folks from the Extension Center came in.
Yeah, and they were with Big Papa and they made some butter. That was fun.
Did you learn how to make butter?
I did. I tried it and it was really good, actually. It tasted like the Dakota's butter. Uh-huh. But Josh said that wasn't because it like naturally tasted like that. He added like way too much cinnamon.
So, yeah, he was telling me that they didn't just make butter. They made like cinnamon sugar butter.
Mm-hmm. And he added extra cinnamon. Uh-huh. It was really good, though.
Yeah.
I wish that we had some here. I think they ate it all.
They probably did eat it all. Mm-hmm. The last time Kim Harless came in and we made butter, she brought these like delicious crackers from somewhere and I was like obsessed. And so we kept eating butter and crackers. But it was just plain butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of just plain butter. I like it when it's got some flavor into it.
Okay, here's the deal. I have a butter problem.
A butter problem?
Yeah. Like I need to go to Butter AA. Like I would eat butter, like sticks of butter.
Oh.
I love it.
A whole stick of butter.
I love it. I love butter.
Actually, now I think about it, my cousin used to do that.
Yeah. When I was a little girl, my mom said she used to have to take butter from me because I would eat it all the time.
I think I was that way, but it was about, I think it was just regular saltine crackers.
Mm-hmm.
I just loved regular saltine crackers.
Just saying. It's a thing. So what else did they talk about yesterday?
They talked about how you could join the 4-H and mm-hmm. the just general OSU extension programs and how to be involved and how to volunteer and when you could go to certain meetings to learn more and sign up.
Okay. Is there like a website or anything or a place
you just search up OSU extension on Google and it should come up.
I'm
sure there's an actual website address, but I don't remember it right now.
Yeah. And then that way you can find out all about 4-H and, you know, parents, if you're kind of teetering on whether you want to let your kids join 4-H or push them to join 4-H, did you ever do 4-H?
No.
I would certainly recommend it. I think it's just such a wonderful program. It gets kids thinking outside the box. It allows them opportunities that they probably wouldn't have otherwise. And to get to meet lots of other people and friends and stuff that... outside of school. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My sister was in 4-H and she had a really good experience with it.
Yeah, they had to finally kick me out because I got too old.
Yeah. You were the horse queen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I love my 4-H experience. And I think back about like the friends that I made at the fair and stuff like that, that I would have never known those people otherwise because they went to different schools and we didn't have social media, you know, and the internet back then and cell phones and all that stuff. So really the only time you got to see people was either if you called them on the phone, well, you didn't get to see them, but you either talked to them on the phone or you saw them at the fair and
you saw people in person.
That was kind of weird. I know, right? You actually physically saw people and talked to them.
That's weird. No, you got to FaceTime or text. You can't just be meeting people in person.
I know. It's creepy, isn't it?
Yeah. Weirdo.
And you know what else we used to do? We used to have water balloon fights at the barn and all kind of fun stuff.
You would get a balloon and throw it at someone.
Yes. With water in it.
Why?
Because it's funny.
I mean, tripping is funny, but I wouldn't just trip someone. Did you guys do that too?
Oh, you didn't do that? Not on purpose, no.
No,
but water balloons are fun.
They really are. We used to do that
a lot.
It's
like snowball fights. Why is that fun?
I don't know. The snowball fights were fun until someone would make an ice snowball.
Yeah,
then
it
wasn't fun anymore.
They like
they like bruised me.
Yeah, I feel ya.
Like at first it was funny. Like you throw a snowball at someone, and then when you like take the ice one, it's overkill. Like chill out, dude.
I know. I get ya.
And they would sometimes they would be aggressive with it more than just gathering ice and putting in the snowball. They would get a snowball, like bring a water bottle and like put water on it and let it freeze.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah, like come on, man.
You're supposed to form the snowball on the fly and fling it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then with they used to do things like that with water balloons too. They would take like pennies and stuff and put them in the water balloon.
Yeah. That hurt. All right. So we made it through the first of the year. And are you doing a diet? Because that seems to be what everybody does the first of the year.
No, I thought about it, but no, I'm not going to make it. So.
Well, you don't need a diet anyways. And so do you have any New Year's resolutions, anything like that, that you want to get started the first of the year?
This time I really didn't think about it. I guess my New Year's resolution is like, don't have a New Year's resolution. Because, like, it probably ain't going to work, so just learn as you go. Go by experience.
Yeah.
If you just try to, like, say, oh, I need to do this, you're not going to do it. Because it's the same thing as saying, like, oh, I need to go to the store today. And then you spend your whole day doing pretty much everything but going to the store.
Because you're, like, avoiding it.
Yeah. But if you just, like, go with it, then you'll end up at the store.
Makes sense. Yeah. Me either. I haven't even thought about it.
Yeah.
But
that's part of the reason, too. I really didn't get a chance to think a whole lot about it.
We did add, where did we go?
Oh, that's not good.
No. I'm sure you can still hear us, but we did add a couple of fun salads that Jamie and I are working on at the brewery, just so that people can think about kind of the new year, new you situation if they want to. And we can do that. Are you having trouble, honey? He's struggling with the battery.
I'm struggling to get in the tripod. Come on.
I think the straps, there you go. I think our camera just lost power for a second. So we're going to turn it back on. There it is. Now we're on. Very good. Dylan saves the day again. So did you do anything fun like over the Christmas holiday? Did Santa come to your house?
I guess he did. The thing that I did, though, that I thought was the funnest, and I also thought it was the funniest, I just slept.
Yeah.
I got some time off. I went home and I laid down. And then before I knew it, like the whole day had kind of passed by. And then I woke up the next day at like noon and it was Christmas. And then I just went to my bedroom after we opened presents and laid down. I didn't really sleep, but I just laid there.
Yeah.
And it was fun and it was nice.
Was it like magical?
Yeah.
You know that you're getting old when you're like, I just want to sleep.
I end up binge watching a lot of Netflix.
Did you?
Have you seen the show BoJack Horseman?
No, but I think you guys had told me about that. I guess it's supposed to be really funny.
I've been telling a lot of people about it, and it is really funny, but
would
it's
I
also,
like it?
I think you would like season one or two, but then once it gets into like 3, 4, 5, 6, it starts to become more deeper. So like at first it comes off like a Family Guy show. Like the character is intended to be a bad person. Like that's the goal of the show. Like he's bad and we know it.
But he's a horse?
Yeah. But he's a retired TV star horse, actually.
A retired TV star horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he's trying not to be retired, but he don't have no projects coming his way. But but pretty much the whole time, like, he's the anti-hero, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
So he's not good, he's not bad, and that's pretty much the whole show. And then eventually, as it delves more into the series, it starts to reveal some personal things about him. And at that point, if you're just there for comedy, yeah, it kind of loses its comedy as much.
Uh-huh.
But in season one and two, it's basically this horse guy. And I'm not kidding or exaggerating in any way. Jesse Pinkman.
Okay.
From Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
He looks like him. It's his voice actor. And he acts just like him.
Really?
It's Jesse. And I'm pretty sure that's why they got a new movie with the Breaking Bad movie. I think it's because he was a Netflix original cast member. And they were just like, hey, do you want to do this movie? And he was like, sure.
Gotcha.
But it's awesome. I like that show.
Okay.
We'll especially have to check Jesse. It
out. Okay.
Only his name's Todd. It's kind of like a name you can laugh at. He's just
Jesse
like,
Todd.
Todd.
I don't know Todd.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he does.
Yeah.
But one thing I did kind of work on a little bit and I want to show here on the show, I downloaded an AI app.
Oh my God, he did. So explain what that is. Like,
so it's a trend online. Like they'll be doing, for example, Donald Trump and Barack Obama. Like they're like, they'll be in like a sitcom house style thing. And it's an AI generated voice of them talking to each other. And it sounds realistic. You could really believe it's them.
Yes. Which is a little creepy, by the way.
Yeah. And they've been doing that a lot. And one thing they started doing was AI covers. So you'll take a song you like and you'll make someone else sing it. So I did that.
Okay.
But with Ben Davis Jr.'s song, I'll Be Fine. And I didn't just do like someone like, I did do Michael Jackson, but that's not the one I'm showing. I chose Plankton from SpongeBob.
Plankton from SpongeBob singing a Ben Davis Jr. song. Mm-hmm. Should we call Ben and ask him if it's okay?
Yeah, if you want to call Ben. I mean, I think he'd find this hilarious.
I don't think he'll care.
But yeah, I got it right here.
All right, let's show him. So our good friend Ben Davis Jr. being covered by Plankton from SpongeBob.
Yeah, there he is, Plankton.
The morning sun enters my room. It wakes me from my sleep.
Is that how he sounds on the show?
Yeah. Had a dream I was floating away to the moon or something
deep.
Sounds
just like Plankton.
Oh, I'm looking out for Wendell, see the river and the boats passing by.
Yeah.
I hear a train a coming. It makes me want to die. I'm doing fine, girl. Yeah, I'm all right. I just had to get away. I was losing my mind. My bags are packed. Got my money in my shoe.
It's even got the emphasis.
Won't be long. I'll be back. Only you. We'll be fine.
Saying it just like
we'll be fine. Well, I gassed up my tank and I bought a Bob Dylan CD for the room.
Someone else singing it. Yeah. Did you say you had another version of it too?
He's singing lay, lady, Michael late. Jackson. It's getting late. My coffee's getting cold. I keep looking out the window, see them people in their cars passing by.
What are you people doing with my song? It's not okay.
Don't know where I'm going. But I sure do know I'm doing fine, girl. Yeah, I'm all right. I just had to get away. I was losing my mind. Just hit Kentucky, passing on through.
Was he doing like a dance?
Won't be long. I'll be back. Only you. We'll be fine.
Is that what his arms look like all the time?
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Did he move?
Yes, I'm lied here in heaven, in color Tennessee.
The crazy thing
only
is,
thing's wrong, you should not
music.
Hear
I didn't
me.
Have to edit anything again.
Yeah, so like that's like.
I'm doing fine, girl. Yeah, I'm all right. I've just
really
had to get away. We were losing our minds. I beat and fake
yeah,
we would make it through.
Really
it won't be long. I'll be back, honey. You, we'll
oh
be
God.
Fine, girl.
We're sorry, Ben.
We'll be all right. Had to get away. We were losing all mine. But we got a brand new start. We're going to make it through. Won't be long. I'll be back.
So
only
can you.
We'll
like,
be
any song
fine.
And then with any person.
The people
we'll be
they have,
fine.
So, like Cartman. Can
we do one with Cartman?
Yeah.
Can you do any song with Cartman?
Yeah, any song I want. And that's the cool thing. You just give it the YouTube link of the song and it does it. So it doesn't have to be a song either. Like I could do like a speech or something.
Could you have Cartman do the Gettysburg Address?
Probably, yeah. You can have it do anything with audio. So it's really cool. You just give it the link and you just let it go. Pick who you want to say it. And I picked Plankton, but I tried to do Cartman for that. Will be fine. I thought that would be hilarious, but it is... It's a little buggy. Like it was an expensive app, $40.
Yeah.
But
I'd say.
But it takes like way too long to process the video.
Oh.
Or it takes way too fast. So like if it's way too fast, it's fine, it worked right. But if it takes forever, you know it's just not gonna work.
Yeah. It's like super glitchy.
Mm-hmm. They really need to fix their app, especially for
$40.
Where
do you find this stuff?
My Instagram feed.
Okay. All right.
I think it's because like Google or whatever tracks me and it knows I'm looking into nerd stuff. So it's just like, here you go.
So what's the app called?
AI Voice.
AI Voice. And it's just to like put other people's voices with.
I can figure out who all it has right now. I know it's got Cartman. I know it's got Eric. Well, yeah, Cartman, Butters, SpongeBob, Michael Jackson. Let's see here. Frank Sinatra. I don't know who that is.
Tell me you don't know who. Oh, my God.
Sweetie. I don't know. They got Homer Simpson.
Have you ever heard of the Rat Pack?
Mm-mm. I don't know who he is.
Frank Sinatra?
No clue.
Old Blue Eyes?
Not an idea.
Okay.
Patrick, Squidward, Todd, well, Toad from Mario.
Okay.
Adele, mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Rihanna?
Yeah. Freddie Mercury. I know Freddie Mercury. Shrek, Garfield, Alvin, Elsa, Jesse Pinkman, Elon Musk, Tupac, Kanye West, Shakira, Michael Jackson, Tentakishin?
Huh?
I don't know.
Where's it at?
Tentonic?
Oh, extension. I don't know.
That's someone from my generation.
Bad Bunny, Snoop Dogg, Eminem.
Yeah. Elton John, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Dua Lipa, Taylor Swift, Christina. Oh, Chris. Good God, I'm struggling with names. Cristiano? I don't know, man.
Where is it? Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
Famous characters. Ed Sheeran.
I wonder how they feel about like being like replicated on these apps.
I wouldn't like it. I mean, if someone was out there using my voice, I would be like, that's weird. But if you're famous, I mean, you already put your whole social life out there.
That's true.
You star in tons of movies. People see your face and your voice all the time anyways.
Yeah.
And you're worth like $8.4 billion or probably a lot more.
All the money in the world you're worth.
When you're that famous, I mean, you already basically sold your social life. So.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of sell your soul.
People sell news articles all the time about like they saw you wearing sweatpants out in public.
Yeah. God forbid, you know, you don't be perfect all the time.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be, I guess if I was a celebrity, I probably wouldn't care that much. Like I wouldn't necessarily be okay with it, but I wouldn't really complain either because it's just more publicity and I'm already out there anyways.
There you go.
But me personally, just Dylan, nah, I wouldn't be cool with it. Who knows what they'd make me say?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll tell you what, are we going to do some news tomorrow or what are we going to get into tomorrow?
Yeah, I think Pete will be in with the news.
Did we just get bombed?
I think so.
Okay. That was either a sonic boom or we just got bombed. I'm not sure which.
It could be either.
Yeah. So maybe we'll have some time with Pete Wilson or one of the gang tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Or the building will be gone.
Or we need to, take cover under the desk. Literally the whole building just shut. It was really kind of scary. All right. Well, we do have to get out of here for the day. Thank you so much to Carrie for coming in. Such a new, cool business that she's doing right here in our area at the Office Commons. Those 3D, 4D ultrasounds are absolutely amazing. So give her a call. Get... or check out her website, and it is called A Future Look, and they are having that open house today at the Office Commons, 3:30 p.m., and that's at 135 East Huron Street, so go and see them, and she has really good cookies, too, so all right, got to get out of here for the day. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow with some news. Bye-bye.